This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
A while ago, Jonathan and Felix sat down in our Vienna studio to talk about some interesting subjects. Today, we're going to listen in on one of their conversations. Let's let Jonathan get things started again today as he has a question for Felix.
Something that is very dear to your heart is coaching.
That's right.
Why are you so interested about coaching?
I like this model of sports coaching and then to relate this to management and to business situation. In sports, you have a coach, like, let's say, soccer or football. You have a coach who knows about soccer, who has played the game, who knows the rules and the dynamics, and he stands on the sideline and organizes the team, how they do, who's playing the front and the back, and what strategy to use, and analyzing the enemy or the other team, their weak points and their strong points. So he's not the player. He has the overview of the situation, standing on the sideline, and he can pinpoint weaknesses, strength, different players, encourage different players, see weaknesses in different players and say, hey, you got to improve these weaknesses.
So where did you first see coaching needed to be used in different ministries and in the business area?
I think I got fed up with sitting in class, sitting in my row behind a chair, no, on a chair behind a desk, and being spoken to, passive. If you get a handout, you can be lucky. Then the person in the front speaks to 10, 20, 30 people. If you're lucky, he asks a question like, who are you? But usually nobody asks really. Cynically, I would say they like to hear themselves speak, those speakers. And I went to school for 13 years. I went to university for 5-6 years. I went through courses after courses after courses. So altogether, I think I spent 26, 27 years behind a desk listening to people speak. On top of that, I go to church on Sundays, and then you hear another person speak at you without having a chance to really respond. And sometimes I would like just to stand up and say, wait a second, this is wrong what you say. This doesn't really apply to my life. This doesn't really relate to my life. I want to intervene and get into a dialogue, into a discussion. But you sit behind a desk and you're spoken to, and that's very difficult for me. That's not really my learning style. So I got tired. And just to imagine there is a coach standing on the sideline, watching you play your game, looking at you, analyzing you, strength and weakness, listening to you, improving your game, your play, your management skills, etc. Wow, if that would really happen, great. Coaching is more one-on-one rather than one person speaks to 100. But the efficiency and effectiveness, I would say, is massively higher than an upfront teaching.
Okay, so you've explained a little bit about what coaching is and how coaching works. What are the different learning styles that are involved with people?
Coaching is trying to address different learning styles that are not addressed by the upfront teaching. So you have different people, and this is research that happened over the last 10, 20 years and is applied in different... I actually learned this from the homeschooling setting, where there is homeschooling curriculum that addresses children with different learning styles. Children that don't really learn in a classical school environment as well as through different styles. And so you have an acronym called VARK, VARK in a way, VARK, and V stands for visual. You have visual learners. People who learn visually through charts and graphs and pictures. In a way, when you learn Chinese language, Chinese characters, you see the characters and then you learn them visually. Some people are very good in that. They can recognize the Chinese characters very easily because they have seen them before. A stands for auditory. Some people, some children learn better when they hear information or when they speak information. So hearing through your ear, speaking, hearing, speaking. So when you listen to this radio program and you are an auditory learner, you remember what I just said. When you're a visual learner, you might not really remember what I just said. But an auditory learner is better in his learning style, listening to information. The R of the acronym VARC stands for read and write. So this is about information displayed as words or text-based. Reading and writing, that's a strong emphasis in school. In church, it's not a really strong emphasis. It's more the auditory. We sit in our pews and listen to information. And then we see the speaker in front, so we have a little bit of visual, but the information is mainly auditory. In school, you read and write. You read poems, you read books, and you write texts. That's the way children learn. And the last thing is kinesthetic. K stands for kinesthetic learning style, which is the perceptual preference related to the use of experience and practice, or you can say experiential learning. So this is actually very weakly developed in school, in all setup of personal developments. If you have a group of people who learn through experiences and through practice, but these people have to sit behind a desk, they might learn 10% or 5%. But if these people experience, they try, they are coached while they are taught, while they do, while they try, while they practice, they learn 100%. They learn very, very good. So in the area of adult learning, of personnel development, you have courses that go into the direction of kinesthetic learning, experiential learning, for example, outdoor team building. This is just a great way to learn, to discover dynamics within the team. And then afterwards you debrief. What have you just experienced? Which role did you play? Did you feel comfortable with the game, or did you feel pushed or controlled or manipulated? Did your team member react more authoritarian, etc., etc.? So you have a game that explains, that teaches you something in comparison to you sitting behind a desk being taught at about team dynamics. And these four categories of learning styles, I keep that in my mind again and again. As I teach my children, as my children go to school, as my children go to school, I usually get upset because the teachers there only have a one-way teaching method. They don't really take into consideration the learning styles. But as I teach and as I'm in cell group, I'm in teams, in team meetings, I try to look at those four different categories of learning styles and keep them in mind and practice them.
So a coach is looking at each individual's learning style and then coming alongside with information and guidance based on their either visual, auditory, reading or writing, or kinesthetic learning styles.
That's one way of looking at coaching, yes, or one initial way where you have an adult usually who is stuck with a certain conflict, a certain situation in his life. And the coach comes along and looks at the learning styles. That's part of it. In the next week, we can talk about other parts of the coaching.
Okay, that's a good place to break. Thank you very much, Felix. And do join us next week as we will carry on looking at the different styles of coaching and how coaching is implemented in our lives.
Okay, Jonathan and Felix, thanks. That's a good start on the subject. And we'll look forward to hearing from you again next week at this time as you add to our knowledge of coaching.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.